We welcome you back to Riders Fields. It's time for the Kansike pregame show to roll on with our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview. I'm Jack Smith, head of the opener here against Corpus Christi, joined by Riders infielder Max Wagner. Max, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Interesting week for you last week, of course, with the bat, but also with the glove out in the field. You made your first minor league appearance in the outfield. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I was told, you know, I'm the emergency outfielder, so when Marcus went down, I was like, all right, here we go. Didn't really have a glove, you know, outfield glove to use, but you know, I'm like, put me out there, see what happens.
Do you remember before that the last time you had played outfield in a real game that mattered?
Freshman year of high school was the last time.
And did you have a chance to take any fly balls, get ready for it, practice before you had to go in that game moment?
Are you for high school or
no.
This past week? No. I mentioned to Sully. I was like, hey, like, should I start getting, like, fly balls just in case? He's like, we'll get there. Like, we'll work on it when the time's right. Like, we'll start getting some. But, no, haven't. I mean, just from, like, shagging BP, like, those are the only fly balls I've really had.
Yeah. Over the last handful of weeks, did you know it would be you if the situation popped up? Because we've been going on maybe a little under a month now with only four outfielders, and so there was always the possibility, and it didn't really happen until last week. Did you know it would be you?
Yeah. Chad told me, like, I guess it was kind of jokingly, like, a month or two ago, and he was like, hey, you never know, we might stick you out there. I'm like, bring it. Like, whatever happens, happens. You know, I'll go out there, I'll play whatever position. Kind of like John Taylor. You know, you started getting reps in the outfield when he was here, and now he's, you know, playing center field, playing left field, playing all over. So kind of just like that.
Can you do a little self-scouting for us? How do you feel like it went?
I think it went pretty well. The outfielders and Sully were kind of laughing at me because I had a very infield, like, prep step out in the outfield. But, you know, I got the three fly balls. Two of them were, you know, pretty easy, just right to me. The one that was in the gap, it was actually kind of scary moment. The ball actually went right in the light, so I couldn't see it for like a second or two, but then obviously was able to find it and got it. But, you know, it's definitely fly balls. Like, I love pop flies in the infield, but it's definitely different out in the outfield because the wind can do so much because it's traveling so much further.
Talking with Max Wagner here on the Kosicki pregame show. Now, playing outfield requires most of the time a specific outfield glove. You mentioned you didn't have one. What was the solution there?
So I used my third base glove for the first inning, and then one of the pitchers came up to me as the bullpen was right next to right field, and they saw what glove I was using. They were like, hey, Ben actually came up to me and was like, hey, I got a 12.5 pitcher's glove. I'm like, honestly, I don't think it can hurt. So I ended up using Ben's pitching glove and, you know, obviously made three catches with it. So I think it worked.
Since you joined the Riders when they played Corpus Christi on the road, you've had such a great season. Overall, how have you felt at the plate this year?
Felt good. You know, it's been a different kind of year for me, you know, going from being released to spending a month back home and then getting picked up and, you know, getting back into the swing of things. So, you know, it's been a different kind of year, but I've been pretty happy with how everything has gone. You know, always a self-reminder of how hard this game truly is. And, you know, I've had success, but I've also had my failures and, you know, just trying to learn and, you know, get better with the failures and stuff like that. Just trying to set myself up for, you know, whatever comes next. But no, I've really liked how I've handled the season with everything that has happened. And, you know, obviously we still got, you know, 7 or so weeks left. So, you know, just got to keep on going.
After the way that it ended with the Baltimore organization, what has it meant to you to have a season like this where there's a lot of personal success, but you also come and you join a Rough Riders team that's had a lot of team success with you kind of at the forefront of some of it?
Yeah, no, it's been awesome. You know, obviously for myself, obviously performing, you know, the way that I have so far and just offensively and defensively, but also from, you know, obviously a team aspect, you know, making the playoffs and stuff like that. Something, I guess, when I got drafted with the Orioles, their high A team made the playoffs. So I actually spent 2 weeks with the high A team and went to the playoffs. So I had a little bit of playoff experience, but I wasn't there for extended period of time. So this is, you know, this is pretty cool because you actually feel like you're a part of the group and a part of the clinching of the playoffs and a part of the playoffs where you're not just kind of stuck or you get sticked into going to the playoffs, something like that. So it's been really cool. It's an awesome group of guys, from position players to pitchers. Like, you know, it's just been a good time, you know, getting to know all these guys. And I mean, they're all brand new to me a couple months ago. So yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and obviously still got a little bit longer to go.
That's a wrap on part one of our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview with Riders infielder Max Wagner. Make sure you tune back in tomorrow as the Cacique pregame show starts at 6:50, and we'll play part two. For now, the opener comes up, the Riders and the Corpus Christi Hooks next on the Cacique pregame show.